Politics. A section of Kiambu parliamentarians now want the next governor to be a woman, saying the male governors they have had have been a letdown to the electorate following a dismal accomplishment of pre-election promises. While throwing their weight behind Thika MP Alice Nganga for the 2027 gubernatorial race, they said time is ripe for the county to elect a woman governor since they have demonstrated they have the interests of the electorate at heart. They cited Machakos, Homer Bay, Kirinyaga, Embu and Nakuru, which are women-led, saying some have comparatively outperformed counties led by men in terms of development. Led by National Assembly Majority Leader Kamani Achungwa and Senator Karugo Wathangwa, the legislators said the four male governors that the county has had have been a big letdown to the electorate. The MPs Anne Wamaratha, Woman Rep, George Koimburi, Juja, Gabriel Kagombe, Gatundu South, Njuguna Kawanjiku, Kiamba, Mburu Kahingara, Lari, and Githua Kamau, Kabete, said Muzinganga having been elected for the second time is a performer and has what it takes to oust Wamatangi. In 2013, we had William Kabogo, and then Ferdinand Waititu in 2017 before he was impeached to give way to Dr. James Nyoro. Now we have Kamani Wamatangi, and unfortunately, all of these men as governors have failed the electorate. It's time now to try our luck with a woman, Achungwa said. They were speaking during the launch of Shush 80 million government-funded projects at Thika's Ngoinwa estate on Monday. Muzinganga announced her intention to vie for the county's top seat last month and has been touring several parts of the county to popularize her bid, launching projects and attending political meetings. After touring the county, I have realized that our people are still faced with the same challenges despite having functional devolved units. What we are witnessing is high-level looting by governors. I will vie for the governor position because I know I will oust Wamatangi and save our people. I know I'm capable of improving the lives of our people, Muzinganga said recently at an event in Lari constituency. The leaders at the same time launched a scathing attack on Wamatangi's government for what they termed as implementing misplaced priorities as well as not being in touch with the challenges that the citizens face. Wathangwa said despite the county getting shush 11 billion annually as allocation from the National Treasury, very little was being felt in terms of development on the ground. Instead of the governor launching meaningful projects and equipping our hospitals with drugs, he has been on a less sustainable program to give people chicks and piglets. These are misplaced priorities, and we should stop him, Wathangwa said. Other leaders accused Wamatangi of massive embezzlement of county funds, saying his administration has not implemented any meaningful development project despite getting all the billions from the national government. Wamatangi has since maintained his innocence, saying that his government is on track in implementing his pre-election pledges and addressing the challenges that Kiambu residents face, and accused the MPs of a witch hunt. He has of late been working closely with ward reps, despite their threats to impeach him during his first year in office. These alignments will set the tone for an interesting political period as the country heads towards 2027 general elections.